introduce our next guest. Yeah. Can I just say, I've had the worst morning, but I am now, just the way things turn around, I'm now one of the luckiest people in the country.
Why?
Because look who I'm sitting in a room with. Not one, but two of you.
Two of Westlife in
and
the building.
And do you know what? Two is all I need.
That's your own business. Right, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Feely, the Irish star who notched up 14 number one hit records in his time with Westlife, is set to provide the soundtrack to Christmas with the release of his festive album, aptly titled, Christmas, and he joins us now to talk music, Christmas and Chinese food. Mark Feely, everybody!
Yeah, Chinese story there, yeah.
Mark, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to see you. And Jenny, it's great to see you too.
You too.
You're looking very dapper this morning.
Well, I've got a full day of interviews ahead of me, so I thought I'd brush myself up, you know, and shave the beard off and all that.
Beard's off, mostly. Teeth cleaned.
Teeth cleaned, mouth washed a lot.
Good, good. You've a full day of press now. Obviously, you're we're first.
You're the first to do the exclusive ones, and then the others all come second.
Yes, Mark, yes.
And let them hear that.
Now, let's get straight into the album. You've gone for a Christmas album. You sent me a clip of it last week, four songs, which I hope you don't mind. I played to Jenny.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise we wouldn't have booked you. We wanted to make sure
to send it in to see if you might have me in, you know, if you like it. Hopefully if you like it, though.
I sent you a text or an email back, and I was honest. It's the best I've heard you sing. Jen, joking aside, it's the best I've heard you sing in years, and I mean that.
Well, and what I said back to you, that it's, you know,
you said,
I was like, wow, that you couldn't ask for any better reaction, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I have actually been doing some vocal coaching and stuff in London, and something that I always stayed away from in the Westlife years, because in the pop world, I think all those little isms and traits, people promote you to, you know, enhance them.
Mm.
And recently I've just been more interested in just going back to the drawing board with my whole voice and everything and doing a bit of training. And it's not trying to, I found a guy in London that he doesn't try to change my voice. He just tries to teach me how to be more economic with it and stuff. And so I can try and sing 10 songs in a row and not get tired instead of being tired after one or two, you know, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I feel like I can even tell the difference from that little bit of training. You know, it's like, you know, going to the gym, your body gets fitter, go to a vocal coach, your voice gets... Mm.
Well, it is. It's true. It's like a boxer. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a great boxer. You still have a coach to box and box every day and keep going and getting trained.
Yeah.
When I listen to these songs, Mark, like, I'm going to... This is a big statement, but I think this is better than Bublé.
That's a huge statement, Nicky.
It is.
That's huge. No, listen, to be honest with you, I'm really, really genuinely very happy with it. Obviously, my first album was quite different in the sense it was, you know, kind of all the songs were kind of co-written, and it was sort of written and made in a time where I was after a breakup, but with Westlife and, you know, my ex, and there's just lots of stuff that, you know, when all put together, that album was darker and deeper, whereas this is just a very fun, festive moment, and it's very much a side of me and my personality, you know, kind of... you know, I love having a bit of fun. I love Christmas time. And so the songs are all pretty classic Christmas songs. They're not all the most obvious in the world, but they're just beautiful songs to sing. And we just went for a very straightforward kind of arrangement. And yeah, I think the melodies and the songs themselves were so amazing that any singer would be dying to kind of sing songs of that quality.
Were you nervous doing a Christmas album? Because obviously these are all classics that people know for so many years, and there's always that fear when you do a version of them that someone goes, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, well, the one I was most nervous about was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Mm.
And now that's, like, in the end, it's kind of my favourite one out of them all, because I'm really proud of the version I've done. And if you can sort of do a decent version of a classic song, then it's quite a good achievement. I was nervous, but luckily, kind of at this stage now, like, I know sort of a great bunch of musicians and a really good producer in London, and I sort of trust them, and we just had to we didn't have that long to make it. Like, we literally made the whole thing in a week.
You're probably better off, because the longer you have to overthink something, you probably never end up doing it then.
Sometimes you can have too long. But I just trusted the producer and the musicians and the backing singers and myself, and just went for it. Delighted with it.
Obviously, a Christmas album really is only going to be successful around Christmas time. And a single wise, have you got a single that you're going? Because we're going to play River in just a second. Is that a single or is that not?
Well, basically, there's not really a single, because I'm doing a few TV performances and I'm going to do like maybe a different song on each one or whatever, or switch it up a little bit. You don't have much time to promote it, so an album you might have like 6 months or a year or 3 months.
We've got 3 weeks.
This is just 3 weeks, so I'm going to kind of hit them with like different songs and different shows and stuff. But basically, Merry Christmas Baby, which is already sort of I think they call it an instant grat. So if you get the album, you get that song straight away. That's sort of the up-tempo kind of energetic song. And then River is the more bittersweet, sort of beautiful kind of Christmas ballad.
Okay.
So those are the two songs I'm sort of going to be performing and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to play River now. Now, in the meantime, you brought us some gifts. We're going to get into these. The Natural Bakery, you were obviously in there early this morning baking, where you went in the traffic, Jenny was
I
in.
Made that myself on the way up from Sligo in the car.
Left-hand house.
And your mum wrapped it, isn't she great?
My mum wrapped it, yeah. And
hello to Oliver and Marie.
Yeah, they're listening. Hi, mum and dad.
All the feelies. Right, this is River. This is Mark Feelies from the album. When will the album be out, by the way?
It's out on the 1st of December, but you can pre-order it now. I've got a very limited edition of physical ones, and then the rest kind of download or whatever. But yeah, you'll find it online on my social media sites.
Okay, right, you're on all those. Right, we're going to play now, Mark. Then we're going to come back, then get your Westlife hat on. There's going to be a Westlife quiz for you. Hopefully you've got your memory jogged and you're going to be announcing some dates with Mariah Carey.
Yes, and some of my own dates too.
Oh, brilliant. Right, here we go. Sit back and enjoy this. This is Mark Feely, Rivers 2FM. Mark Feely, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, if that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, and that is Mark at your best. Someone just texted in goosebumps straight away.
And someone else, Marcus, your voice is unreal. Love this saying. That's Ray in Tremor. Oh my God, fantastic, amazeballs.
You are always my second favourite in the band, honestly.
After yourself. Listen, I genuinely, thanks a million. That's the first time that's been played, or any song off this album's been played, and I'm genuinely really excited. I can't wait to sort of see it.
You can sing. For sure, we knew that.
I just wonder why you sound shocked.
We knew that anyway. Right now, you're announcing dates. Tell me about the Sugar Club. When is that?
That is on the 19th of December in Dublin. Yeah, so I'm doing some dates both here in Ireland and in the UK as well. But the one that I'm allowed to announce now is the Irish date, which is the 19th of December.
I'm more interested in the one you're not allowed to announce.
Well, you know, I've basically been told by everyone...
don't look out the window. Ignore them.
Don't announce the UK dates. But I'll be announcing the specifics of the UK dates at 12 o'clock today. And I don't even know where, obviously on social media. But I'm just waiting to get that email in. But yeah, I didn't really know whether I was going to do gigs on this one. But the reaction's been so good. And, you know, the promoter kind of came to me. The same guy, John Giddings, obviously, who, you know, who was Westlife's agent, came to me and sort of said, would you like to do some gigs? And I was like, absolutely. So we're doing like some, it's basically Mark Feely Christmas Unplugged. So it's a very intimate sort of up close and personal thing. And I've done something like that for my first album and really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to doing a much more intimate, up close and personal thing, you know.
How do people get in touch and find out all that, you know, where they can get the tickets, all that price?
Well, my official Facebook page and Twitter and everything, I literally will be plastering it with information.
It'll
later
be
on
up
today.
There. As the other very exciting thing, as it's Christmas, and, you know, she is the queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, and you're going to be on her UK tour with her. Tell us a little bit about this and how it happened.
Yeah, well, basically, the same guy I just mentioned, John Giddings, he'd be loving the fact that he's on the Irish Airways today. so he mentioned something to me kind of going back quite a few months ago, and he was like, you know, Mariah's going on tour in the UK, she's bringing her Christmas thing, and he was like, if there's a support act on that, it's going to be you, trust me. And I was, you know, for every 20 ideas that you hear, one of them might ever happen, so you just kind of take these things with a pinch of salt. And then he just called me and said, he's like, I'm in LA with Mariah and her manager,
and you're like,
well, how's champagne, Mom?
You're getting announced in the morning. Honestly, that was it.
And but I don't have any content.
I'm making a Christmas album then.
I don't have any material. Be all right, Mark.
I had the idea for the Christmas album for quite some time. I even recorded one of the songs, Oh Holy Night, like 3 years ago. So it's always genuinely something I wanted to do. But yeah, obviously when I got that news, I was like, right, this is obviously the year then to get cracking with Christmas.
That is brilliant.
Right, Mark, I have a Westlife quiz that I actually wrote myself. I didn't even use our researchers or our producers. I did it myself because only these are questions that, to be honest with you, only myself and yourself and the other two will know.
So I can't play. Okay.
You can play if you want. You can help along.
You were always great at every last little deal. Like, you'd remember, like, you know, the name of some person that we met once in 1999.
Funny you should say
Sweden.
That. Are you ready? Okay, are you ready? First of all, I've got to ask permission. Are you ready to take this challenge
am
on?
Am I going
to
like really annoy people that are listening now that I don't remember their names?
No, no, you won't. Here we go. Mark, I've 10 stroke 11 questions depending. Are you ready?
Okay.
Mark, in 1999, 2000, on one of our many world promo tours, we discovered you travelled with a teddy bear. Yes, Mark, an actual teddy bear.
Can I curse right now?
You travelled with it in your hand luggage, and as lads do, Jenny, we kidnapped the teddy bear and we handcuffed the teddy bear. I don't know how we got the handcuffs, that's another story. You were really pissed off, if I remember correctly.
They were in Keynes room, the handcuffs.
But can you name that teddy bear?
Yeah, and okay, I'm not going to go into big spiels about everything, but this particular one, it was more of like a, not like a lucky charm, but like a just a thing or whatever. I think, if I don't know who fan gets
what was the name of the teddy bear?
It was called Fart.
It was called Fart, correct?
Well done.
Probably because he all farted on it.
Is Fart still
nice,
alive?
Nice.
I can't believe I'm talking about that.
Where is he now?
I'm saying the word fart on the radio. Which it's not,
he's outside, Joanne's holding
himself,
him.
You know?
Right.
He's dead.
I hope so, they buried him. In 1998, we were about to launch Westside and had been booked on the 2FM Beat on the Street in Ballina, Mayo, Cork City, Dublin's Custom House Keys. Who choreographed our dance routine to our amazing non-hit Good
Jane
Thing?
Jane Shortall.
It was Jane Shortall.
And Cecilia was on that.
She was. Question three. Who once referred to our music as toilet as we watched them rehearse on a TV show on ITV from the in-house television, if you remember? We heard that she was then made apologise to us personally.
Right, well, this person was in a band herself called, I think it was called Kinnicky.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And and they were absolutely, you know what,
toilet.
Yeah. They were much more toilet and they lasted about 5 minutes or whatever, love.
What was her name?
Do you know what, she's so unimportant that I can't even remember her name, but I can picture her.
Her name was Lauren Laverne, Mark.
Oh, if you just give me like a hint, I would have got that.
Sorry. Question four. Do you remember challenging Justin Timberlake to a dance-off in a club in LA on one of our many nights out in the USA? If you do remember, what song did you do your Sligo rave to as Justin tried to moonwalk?
Okay, yeah. So that was actually one of the best nights ever until I've literally done like that proper... This kind of slot. Like,
yeah, you were on Facebook Live.
And I done it too. It was the first time anyone in the world ever heard Like I Love You, his first ever big solo single.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right with this?
Yes.
So I was actually on the dance floor with a couple of his friends that we knew from years ago, and he was just there literally with us dancing, and obviously he's doing his...
It's like I love it.
Proper dancing.
And I literally just started rocking out a few too many Jaegers and started doing like the full on, like, you know, 90s kind of rave dancing in front of him. Like, I probably looked like
a
farmer.
Were you
doing
big box, small box?
Yeah. Something like that. And I should have probably had wellies on me. That's the sort of dance I was doing, you know.
We enjoyed drinks with him. He was good for that. Anyway,
he was very nice, yeah.
What was the song? Like I Love You, correct? Question five. On planes, when one of us fell asleep, we would draw on each other's faces with permanent Sharpie pens. Mm-hmm. You were a victim of this during a flight to Norway, Denmark, Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, Portugal.
That's because I was always asleep.
All of Asia, Africa and the USA. But what was our favourite insect that we drew that we felt suited your face?
Oh, I would have been in such a mad rage when I woke up that I probably can't remember what you drew in my face.
It was a spider.
Nice.
Now, what is Shane's date of birth?
5th of July 1979.
Correct, well done. What is Keane's date of birth?
28th of April 1980.
It's the 29th of April, as far as I know.
Close.
Sorry, you know what? My cousin's is the 28th, that's why I keep mixing them up.
What is my date of birth?
7th of...
No, it's the 9th of October 1978. Okay, that didn't last. What is the name of the first hotel we stayed in as a band in Fulham, Chelsea?
La Reserve.
It was the La Reserve.
Oh, remember those days?
Right, we're nearly there. Two left. Myself and yourself went alone to our old pal Mariah's concert and ended up drinking champagne in the dressing room.
That was the night we had the Chinese. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you said that story recently. We went back to some flat.
Somebody was like plowing me with questions about Mariah being a big diva, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to actually just like, because genuinely, she was really nice to us, wasn't she, when we spent time with her? And I just wanted to sort of counteract it a bit. I don't know why I told the story of us sitting on a floor in a flat in London eating Chinese, which did happen. But then that's obviously the story that all the press went with. And I was just like, please, Mariah Carey, do not be like Googling yourself this week. You know, like, stay away from
the internet. We're getting rid of him. He's dropped. He's gone.
I genuinely thought that for a second, if she sees this and freaks out. Like, what the hell are you talking about Chinese on a foot?
That's great. You've told it again
but
now.
But Nikki,
so.
It did happen.
We did. No, it did. I was there. And I know, there was a very famous boxer there who you left out, but I'm not going to mention. You just did. It was Audley Harrison. Right. How many times did Westlife Water Ad was it shown on TV in Ireland? The Westlife Water Ad. Water, you'll never be as strong as water.
Water. I think it
was yeah. How many? Approximately how many times was that shown on television?
I'm going to just guess like 69,000.
No, I'd say millions. And finally, in Westlife, Mark, who is the longest in the shower?
I mean, but it's not you.
How do you know?
Okay, this is a trick question, Nicky. I don't know.
I'd say it's Keane. I don't know why I'm guessing that.
I'd say it's me.
Is there an actual answer to this?
We don't.
Jenny's not getting the joker. It's time to go, Mark Feely. It's amazing chatting to you. And the album's called Christmas, and it's out when? 1st of December?
It's out 1st of December, but you can pre-order it right now.
Okay, Mark, it's always a joy. What's the story with the reunion? We never get to ask that question.
Can I just put something in and ask, will you just hold off for a bit? Don't take him on me too soon. That's all I'm asking.
Gone too soon.
Gone too soon.
Thanks, Mark Feely, everybody. It's 2FM.